covering Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, but you'll also get our internet audience and personal promotion by me of your business at the Self-Reliance Expo. I'll put your business in the hands of thousands of Self-Reliance Expo attendees. Call me, Danny Golden, at 303-257-7576 for more information. That's Danny Golden at 303-257-7576 for your Self-Reliance business special.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Network, and ordinarily, of course, we have Joel Skousen on Friday morning, but basically, as you know, Joel is an architect, and he spent many years working within the architectural field, helping people build secure homes. A few people through the years have wanted to be able to have a home where you'd have hidden rooms, where you'd be able to survive secluded areas, some people have felt that the whole structure of society was going to collapse. Well, Joel retired from that many, many years ago and was spending full time on his world affairs brief. But in recent years, people of great wealth have suddenly taken an interest in trying to have a secure home. So he is simply overburdened with work. In fact, he has three sons. All three of them are working full time, helping him build homes for people of great wealth across the country, and right now he's in Georgia. He'll be there for several months actually working, building secure homes for people with a great deal of money who recognize the whole structure of society is in the process of collapsing, and they're looking for security. So Joel won't be with us, at least not on Friday mornings, for some time until the demand for secure homes is gone, and when people with multi-million dollar are willing to invest multiple millions of dollars building a home, and you have the ability to do it, nobody else does. Why? Well, anyway, that's why you're going to be stuck with me on Friday mornings. Either that, or we'll try to get a regular guest. Under any circumstances, if we're going to do open lines, I thought we'd talk about September 11th and the murder of 3,000 Americans, almost 3,000 Americans, and the murderers are still out there. They didn't die that day. As you can go up on the internet and simply type in Islamic terrorists, 19 Islamic terrorists, 9/11, six still living, something like that, and you'll find out that six of the 19 Islamic terrorists who attacked America on the September 11th, 10 years ago, are alive and well. Now, I'm not quite certain, I'm not very smart, but I just don't understand how all of those 19 Islamic terrorists could have died that morning, and six of them are living and well. And certainly when this has been brought up to government officials, they don't challenge the fact that the men are alive and well. They just go on to the next subject, because you see, basically, of course, the government insisted, government officials insisted, no one had any idea an attack was coming. Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, said, who could have ever imagined that they were going to take airplanes and crash them into our buildings? Despite the fact that she had actually presented George Bush with a memorandum on the 6th of August that came from the FBI that said that the hijackers were planning on hijacking our planes and crashing them into buildings. But her excuse was, but they didn't give the exact date. We didn't give the exact date. Well, they knew what the date was. I pointed this out that sending the generals in the Pentagon had been told not to fly. They had reservations to fly on September 11th, but they were told the night before not to fly. And that is actually was posted by Newsweek magazines in two of their internet articles. And my friend Dr. Cuddy actually talked to the editor of Newsweek magazine, and the editor asked, I mean, what was the background, the documentation for those articles that you published on your internet site? The fellow said, I don't believe in conspiracies. And Dr. Cuddy said, I didn't say anything about a conspiracy. I just wanted to know what the documentation was for the fact that the generals had been told at the Pentagon not to fly on the morning of September 11th, and they were told the night before, and they already had their airline tickets. And the editor's response was, I don't believe in conspiracies. And he hung up on him. And I told you in the past that Willie Brown got a very, very similar warning. Willie Brown, the mayor of San Francisco. And I confirmed that because I personally talked to his press secretary. He confirmed the story. But recently when Willie Brown was asked about it, he said he didn't even remember that he'd told people on the 11th of September that, he had been warned the night before not to fly that morning. It's amazing how Willie Brown has some amnesia. But I remember very clearly talking to Willie Brown's press secretary at that time. You see, they're lying to us, and people have been threatened. Bill Gertz had written to describe the whole scenario of Operation Bojinka. Of course, there are several definitions of the term Bojinka, but it was basically a plan on the part of Islamic terrorists to hijack planes and crash them into buildings. And it did involve certainly hijacking some planes that would be flying in from overseas that morning, as well as, of course, crashing them into the Twin Towers, the White House, Pentagon, the Sears Tower, and the Transamerica Tower. And, even Bill Gertz, who wrote the article, because we have it in July of 2001, Bill Gertz, who writes for the Washington Times, gets a lot of information fed to him from the CIA and other government agencies. Bill Gertz doesn't remember writing the article that I have with his name on it. Selective amnesia, I think that's what they call it, either that or maybe it's, well, I want to stay alive, so I've got to lie. Because if you tell the truth, ladies and gentlemen, why, of course, they will come after you. There are so many people who have been threatened having to do with September 11th and what happened. Jimmy Walt is a multimillionaire who had spent $8 million of his own money buying ads in the New York Times, other television stations in New York, and they... pointing out that the buildings, I mean, steel buildings don't collapse at the speed of gravity. I mean, even if they were pancaking, which they did not, why, of course, there'd be resistance. They would not drop that quickly. And, of course, he was threatened. And quite when they took a large boulder, he came out one morning, and he has this mammoth boulder on the hood of his car. After they threatened him repeatedly and told him to be quiet, he picked up, and the last thing I heard, he was hiding in Europe. Chris, they did the same thing with Michael Lucas. They tried to kill him. My number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open lines. I want to hear from you. But who is doing this threat?
Attention advertisers, KHNC is offering a Self-Reliance Expo special advertising for your business. Sign a 6-month or more advertising contract prior to the upcoming Self-Reliance Expo in mid-September, and your business will be exposed to thousands of people at this expo. Your expo advertising special contract will not only give you great exposure on KHNC 1360 AM covering Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, but you'll also get our internet audience and personal promotion by me of your business at the Self-Reliance Expo. I'll put your business in the hands of thousands of Self-Reliance Expo attendees. Call me, Danny Golden, at 303-257-7576 for more information. That's Danny Golden at 303-257-7576 for your Self-Reliance business special.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. It's open lines this morning, and open lines means that we have to have someone to talk to. Give us a call at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But there were so many people who were threatened, or, well, in the case of Stephen Jones, a professor at Brigham Young University, and he had the opportunity to examine the dust. Remember all those big clouds of dust? And government said they cleaned them up as soon as they could and disposed of it, but some people had supplies, samples of the dust. They got it to Professor Jones. He found there was evidence of a special type of thermite in it, obviously developed by our military, and has been used, of course, to burn through those columns. It burns through the columns instantaneously, and that's how the buildings came down. And they did this certainly symmetrically. I mean, if this had been, there's never been a steel-reinforced building, never in the history of the entire world, where one steel-reinforced building has come down because of a fire. Didn't matter whether a plane crashed into it. The fires weren't burning that hot enough. They can't burn that hot enough. And even when you see buildings in total flames, you know, where they're steel reinforced, they don't come down. But it wasn't just one steel reinforced building that came down that day. It was three of them. And if you watch buildings that come down, it was obviously a controlled demolition. Please go up on the internet, type in YouTube, Ed Asner, remember Ed Asner from the Mary Tyler Moore Show? YouTube, Ed Asner, building number 7. Watch the presentation. It is excellent. If you have any question in your mind what happened that morning, that they murdered almost 3,000 Americans because they needed an excuse to get us into war, just exactly as they had to have an excuse to get us into Vietnam, so they lied about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And did you ever wonder why, certainly, you've all seen the pictures there of what happened on December 7th, 1941, all those movies of the ships, the American battleships, you know, burning. Did you ever wonder how they got all those pictures, how they had the cameras all set up and ready to start filming immediately when the attack came? Because they knew the attack was coming. They had to have the pictures to ingrain it in your mind. Did you ever wonder how they had all the cameras focused on the Twin Towers that morning so you could watch the plane hit from the South Tower from all different points of view? Isn't it convenient they had all those cameras trained on the South Tower so you would see those pictures, and you, in your mind, you would be burned into them. The pictures, of course, the plane crashing, the great flash of fire, you know, when the fuel ignited. Fuel all ignited on the outside. That's only very little fire on the inside. Firefighters announced that the fires were almost out when they got there. And then the buildings came down, and they were murdered. And the murderers are still loose. Who's calling in this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. My name is Brian. I'm calling from Nederland, Colorado.
Hey, good to have you with us, Brian. What would you like to talk about?
Well, you brought up a very pertinent subject, and of course it's timely. I believe it's been a while since I've seen the various information, but I believe I saw a film video where a man had done a lot of research, and he'd especially questioned scientists from the National Institute of Standards that had done research on how the buildings had come down. And I think that they did not even investigate Building 7. I believe that's accurate.
No, in the initial report, they didn't. They did come up with a report in 2009 or 2010, but the initial report did not. Certainly, the 9/11 Commission report didn't even mention Building Number 7. That was a cover-up. But if you work for the government and you tell the truth, they will either come after you, they'll fire you, you'll lose your pension, or maybe even worse. And people who work for the government and they get orders on what to do, they either do it or, well, they live in terror or they're fired. And so the people there at the National Bureau of Standards simply lied. They knew very well that those buildings didn't come down. Their explanation was totally phony. But imagine the implications. People in America would be infuriated to realize that they murdered almost 3,000 Americans because they wanted to take us into a war, and you had to have an excuse to go to war. But you're absolutely right. They did not, in the initial report from the National Academy of Bureau of Standards, they did not even mention Building 7. In a subsequent report, they did, and their explanation is totally fallacious. All you need to do is watch that building come down, see how the center of the roof creeps in first, and then the base of the building is destroyed, and it falls at the speed of gravity, like any controlled demolition.
And during Vietnam, I was an enlisted man in the Air Force, and looking back, it's amazing you can almost use the word brainwashing, the propaganda that they put out to the military people during, like, the Gulf of Tonkin. I remember that very well, all the information that they kind of put at us about how the Chinese and the North Vietnamese had done all these things. And in hindsight, of course, we know that wasn't true.
I know. Well, you know, the thing is, I look back on Vietnam. Initially, I was in favor of the war. Initially, I thought we were fighting communism. And, you know, we were halfway through the war before I finally woke up and realized it was all as phony as the $3 bill. We weren't there to win. It was all a great diversion so that we could bring in the great society, so we could bring in Medicare, so we could take God and prayer out of our schools, so we could find a woman had a right to an abortion, so we could centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and begin the progressive destruction of the financial structure of our society. It was all a diversion for the rebuilding of our cities and the restructuring of society. And all those people who died for absolutely nothing. They were betrayed by the invisible government that controls our nation. And it's even written up. Anybody can read the true story in January 1967, Foreign Affairs, an article by McGeorge Bundy called The End of Overall, End of Either Or, where he talks about how you know, basically, it would be an act of folly for any true liberal to say we have a choice between persistence in Vietnam and full budgetary support for our program here at home, because exactly the opposite is the case. Those who believe in the great new departures in health and education and welfare shouldn't say we ought to get out of Vietnam. If we got out of Vietnam, there'd be strong reaction against our domestic programs. The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. And if we pulled out of Vietnam, there'd be reaction, strong reaction against our programs. And they sent those boys there to fight and bleed and suffer and die in a war we never tried to win. In fact, we financed the North Vietnamese indirectly all during the war so we could maintain the war for all those 8 or 9 years.
The longer they can maintain the wars, the greater profits they have. The Carlyle Group, two or three years ago, I read that the Carlyle Group gets a royalty for every Bradley fighting vehicle that's made.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's partly profit, but it's really all about restructuring society. These people have money. They can create money out of nothing. They control the banks. The banks create money. I mean, they can create. They have $1 in deposit. They were creating $70 for every dollar they had in deposit and letting it out at interest. So, yes, there are profits to be made, but it's much more than profits. It's this globalist dream. And all those young men, brave young men, thinking they were fighting for our country, were being betrayed systematically in a war we never tried to win.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks for calling.
God bless. I pray for you, and I pray for Radio Liberty.
Thank you. We appreciate that. God bless.
Bye.
Well, again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. We've got a pretty good talk. I gave it one time in Colorado. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story. And you get that along with the syllabus that has all the documentation to prove that all of the wars have been phony. They've all been contrived to push the globalist dream. Yes, people make a lot of money out of wars, but that's only secondary. The real goal and purpose is to bring about the world government. And certainly this is beautifully brought out in a book I have. You know, many years ago, I went around to all the used bookstores, buying every book I could lay my hands on that dealt with this subject of the world conspiracy, because I knew someplace somebody would have written the truth. And there's a book called Confessions of a Reformer by Frederick Howe. And it's the story of the First World War and this reformer named Frederick Howe, who honestly believed in the war and believed in world government, and was actually taken to Europe by under the auspices of J.P. Morgan and the Colonel House, Whitney, I guess, I think that was his name anyway. He was part of the peace negotiations, and his job was to analyze what had happened in Palestine, because he thought that the war was justified because Britain had a treaty with Belgium, 1870 treaty. Now, they remember this is the war of 1914-18, but there'd been a treaty in the 1870s, and of course, England had promised to come to Belgium's defense if it was ever attacked, and of course, the Kaiser asked the Belgians for permission to cross their land so he could invade France, and England told Belgium not to give permission. And then, of course, when Germany did cross Belgium and met with resistance from the Belgian army, England used that as a justification to get into the war, because at that time, this conspiracy I talk about, the little round table group, control the British government. Sir Edward Grey, either a member or closely affiliated with the Round Table, was the foreign minister. He was dedicated to getting England into the war. But basically, when the war ended, of course, Frederick Howe believed the war, First World War, was justified, because after all, he wanted world government. England had a treaty with Belgium. So he was given the opportunity to evaluate, this is at Versailles, he was given the opportunity to evaluate all of the various treaties and agreements Britain had signed, and he found out that England had promised after the war to give the country to Palestine to the Arabs. Signed an agreement with the Arabs, said they could have Palestine. Then they signed an agreement with the French, telling the French they could have Palestine. Then they signed an agreement with the Jews, saying they could have Palestine. And he suddenly realized that it had all been a lie, that the English didn't believe in treaties, that used the treaty with Belgium as an excuse to get into the war, that the treaties that were totally worthless. And so it was at that time that he met a group of men who were members of the Round Table. They were known as Milner's Kindergarten. Now, this comes from a book called Confessions of a Reformer by Frederick Howe, and we actually had to take pages of that and put it in our syllabus on A Brackley Untold Story. So Frederick Howe's meeting with these members, Milner's men, they're part of this secret conspiracy. He doesn't understand the conspiracy. He just understands that they're affiliated with Lord Milner. They're known as Milner's men. They're the Round Table. And he says to them, "Boy, simply, this war obviously was fought for profit. That's the only explanation. The war was fought to make money for the bankers and the munitions manufacturers." And Milner's men say, "No, you don't understand. Yes, people do make money from wars, but that's not for the reason that this war was fought. This has to do with the white man's burden. The white man's burden to bring about this world government, a British culture, all the nations of the world. This is the forerunner of the Council of the World Nations." We'll be right back. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. Attention advertisers, KHNC is offering a Self-Reliance Expo special advertising for your business. Sign a 6-month or more advertising contract prior to the upcoming Self-Reliance Expo in mid-September, and your business will be exposed to thousands of people at this expo. Your expo advertising special contract will not only give you great exposure on KHNC 1360 AM covering Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, but you'll also get our internet audience and personal promotion by me of your business at the Self-Reliance Expo. I'll put your business in the hands of thousands of Self-Reliance Expo attendees. Call me, Danny Golden, at 303-257-7576 for more information. That's Danny Golden at 303-257-7576 for your Self-Reliance business special.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $350 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, our stand back here at our Freedom Network, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And I was just talking about Frederick Howe in his book, Confessions of Reformer. And so he meets with these members, Lionel Curtis, I've forgotten the names of all the people, but of course he lists them all there, and they were all parts of the inner core of this secret society that was established. And but of course he doesn't know about the secret society, he just knows they're known as Milner's Men, and of course they are representing Great Britain at the conference which led to the Treaty of Versailles. And so the Englishman explained to him that, of course, the First World War was fought for this idea of the white man's burden, to bring about this world government under the control of Great Britain. And, of course, Frederick Howe is an idealist. He wants this idea of world government. He's been disillusioned by the war, but here's a group of men who really seem to know what's going on, and they want to create an alliance with America to work toward this wonderful utopian world, the responsibility of the ruling aristocracy to take care of us common people. And so he makes arrangements for a series of meetings between the people he's affiliated with, and these are the people who've been sent to Versailles by Colonel House and by J.P. Morgan and by the elite here in the United States, the people of great wealth who want world government. Then they join together with the people from Great Britain, Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, and out of that meeting and series of meetings came in England the Royal Institute for International Affairs at Chatham House, and the Council on Foreign Relations of the Harold Pratt House, and that became the Anglo-American establishment, the invisible government in the United States. That's its origin. The book, Confessions of a Reformer, and we tell this in my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and you get the exact references and page references. I knew, you know, if I had enough books, somebody would spill the beans, and Frederick Howe spilled the beans. Noblesse oblige, we fight wars to bring peace. We fight wars to bring peace. That's why we had to have the First World War and the Second World War, and that's why we've had to send our boys to Afghanistan and Iraq to have all those wars, because we want to bring peace. And who do we have calling in? Who's calling in? Hello? Well, I just got beeped, and sometimes... are you there?
Dr. Stan?
Yes, who's this?
I can barely hear you. We have a bad connection. This is Maureen in Colorado.
Oh, hi, Maureen. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you a week from today. I guess week from tomorrow at the
I'm just going to go ahead and say what I've called about. I can barely hear you, but hopefully somehow this will get through. You mentioned whether that... our government knew that Pearl Harbor, the attack on Pearl Harbor was coming, and I've said this on your program before, but for those who didn't hear it, I was living with my grandparents, whose home was in Hawaii forever, before the attack on Pearl Harbor, and their Japanese housekeeper came to them with a knife in her hand, and she was crying and trembling, and she said, her name was Matsui, and she said that her people, my people have told me that I must plunge this into your heart when they attack us. And so they said, no, you're going to do no such thing, and so forth. They had known for some long while there would be an attack on Pearl Harbor. All the people living there were laying in supplies. The government had issued a special currency with hollow letters across the paper currency saying Hawaii, spelling out Hawaii, because they said that the Japanese were going to use counterfeit money once they attacked Hawaii. And so it was well known there that it was going to that be attacked. The thing of it is, it would be good military strategy while all those negotiations were going on with Japan, between Japan and our government, to keep the Pacific Fleet deployed around the Pacific, but instead it was all kept concentrated right there in Pearl Harbor. If it hadn't been, there'd have been no attack because there'd be no point in launching a huge attack on one or two ships, but instead the Pacific Fleet was all there. That's what I've had to say, Dr. Stan. I hope that this message got through despite the connection that we have. Thank
you. Good connection, Maureen. God bless. I'll see you next week at the conference.
I'm looking forward to meeting you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And Maureen's absolutely right. They knew the attack was coming. They left those boys there to die, just like we left the people in the Twin Towers to die. And they were murdered by people who want a world government. Who's on the line? Somebody's calling in.
This is John in Idaho.
Hey, good to have you in Idaho. Well, good to have you with us.
Thank
you. Are
you
listening on the Internet?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
I just wanted to bring to your attention, I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Judy Woods, but she has done an exhaustive study on the Twin Towers coming down. The book is called Where Did the Towers Go? And it's available at the website of the same name, wherediddetowersgo.com. And it's a 540-page book. And she doesn't go into anything about whodunit or anything of that nature, but it's an exhaustive study on the mechanics of that building coming down. And if anybody hasn't had a copy of that book, they better get it.
Well, what is her view? Does she think that the planes hitting that or the fire brought it down, or was some sort of destructive explosives or energy weapon?
Well, it's definitely an energy weapon. Free energy technology is what she's describing it as, and it has something to do with the Hutchison effect, and it goes into great detail in the book. And Yes, it was a controlled demolition in a sense, but not in a typical fashion that we'd see a building come down. And she does a comparison of buildings that have been brought down by controlled demolition with TNT. And this was something else, just new technology. Probably similar to what they did in Pearl Harbor, not Pearl Harbor, but in Japan with bombing those two cities with the A-bomb. They had to try them out, and I suspect this is what they were doing here. They needed a place to test their new technology, and it seemed to work real well on the two towers. It's totally inconceivable that two planes crash into two buildings, and oh, shucks, the buildings fall down.
Not only that, there were two planes hit two buildings and three buildings came down. That's what's the amazing thing. And that they could sell that to the American people is just incredible.
Oh, absolutely. So that's all I have to say, Dr. Stan, is enjoy your show. And I think people should be looking at Dr. Judy Wood's work, wheredidthetowersgo.com.
God bless. Thank you so much for calling. Yes, we've certainly heard of a doctor. We haven't actually had the chance to be able to reach her. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Right here at American Freedom.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis.
Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question, comment, something you'd like to talk about, but the tragedy is, and it's so hard for people to understand, that all the wars are contrived. Certainly the Quebec and these, Spanish-American War back in the 1898, totally contrived. They had to convince the American people that the Spanish were wicked because we wanted to begin building our empire at that time. That's what it was all about, and so all the propaganda was out there about how wicked the King of Spain was and how he was oppressing people and killing people. And then, of course, when tensions are mounting between Spain and the United States, they take and they put our battleship, the Maine, in the harbor of Havana, and there's an explosion, and they said, oh, the Spanish did it, you know. And then, of course, years later, when they raised the ship, they found the explosion wasn't from without. It was from within, in the ship, but they used the sinking of the Maine and the slogan, remember the Maine, remember the Maine. So like, remember 9/11, remember Pearl Harbor, or they got to have slogans all the time. And then they got us into the war. People never heard of it. I wonder how many Americans have ever heard of the Philippine-American War that followed that, where we slaughtered between 200,000 and 2 million Filipinos, as we wanted to impose our rule on the Philippines. In other words, we got rid of the Spanish rule, and then we moved our own troops in, and they fought in the Philippines, and the Filipinos wanted freedom. We couldn't let them have freedom. We were building an empire, and that's what it was all about. And we would always then have our man ruling the Philippines, whether it would be Ferdinand Marcos after the Second World War, and then we got rid of him and put in somebody else. But we have our agents all throughout the world. We have American troops stationed in 131 nations. We have special forces teams. They're trained assassins, trained murderers. They're very good. They're very patriotic. Most of them think they're really fighting for America, and not realizing, of course, we are ruled by an invisible government that is using the wealth and financial power of the United States to bring about this one-world godless society. And basically the whole idea is to destroy all existing societies, to merge them into this one-world government, and then there'll be a one-world financial system, to destroy Christianity, because that's really the common denominator behind everything going on today. We're not trying to destroy the Muslim faith. We're not trying to destroy the Hindu faith. We're not trying to destroy the Confucian faith or the Buddhist faith. We want to destroy Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. That's why they're doing everything they can to destroy the moral fabric of our society, which is built upon Christian morality. And whether you're Christian or not, it was those fundamental beliefs that this country was founded upon. And that was, of course, the Christian belief in morality and integrity and the fact we were answerable to God. And this, so the only way you can have a society with a limited government is to have a society where people are able to govern themselves according to God's rule. Our society was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any others. You're either ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by government. Which do you want? Well, I'd far rather be ruled by God and have a limited government where people can be free. And with all of the imperfections in America today, we still have the greatest nation in the world, which is why I'm here. And I will be here until I die, as far as I know. And I hope that's not going to be too soon, because I'm fascinated to see how this is going to play out. The other side, the wicked people who control our government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, are intent upon destroying our economic system, inflating and away the value of our money, and of course impoverishing our people, creating crises, taking us into a war with the Muslim world, probably followed by another great war with China and Russia. After all, we're doing everything we can to build up the economy of communist China, to build up the economy of communist Russia. They're still both communist nations. We never refer to them as communist nations, but certainly when the Russia fell, they just took all the members of the KGB and they call them the oligarchs, but they're still the same hardline communists working in Russia today, controlling it, that we kept in power, certainly under successive ruler there. And of course, the ruler of Russia always came from the KGB. I mean, whether it be Putin or Andropov or Gorbachev, they were all KGB agents. The comparable to our CIA, where, of course, we took the head of the CIA, his name was George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and we made him first vice president of the United States, and then when the son of one of George Bush's very good friends tried to kill Ronald Reagan, fortunately he didn't succeed, but of course they tried to kill Reagan. Bush, for all intents and purposes, became the president of the United States. He ran the Reagan White House, and Reagan was even forced to invite the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner, despite the fact that President Reagan had spoken out against the Trilateral Commission when he was running for the presidency, spoken out against the Council on Foreign Relations, pointing out that certainly Jimmy Carter had over 270 people from the CFR and Trilateral Commissions in key positions in his government of the Carter administration. And then when Ronald Reagan got in and George Bush was in charge of really running things, there were almost 270 members of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR in the Reagan administration. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the same things going on today in the Barack Obama administration, went on in the second Bush administration and the Clinton administration and the administration of George Herbert Walker Bush. It's all a scam. We have an invisible government. It doesn't matter whether the Republicans win or whether the Democrats win. The same policies continue. Governor Perry, who's now been picked by the establishment to be the next president, has attended two Bilderberg meetings. The thing that's just back to the back moment.
Attention advertisers, KHNC is offering a Self-Reliance Expo special advertising for your business. Sign a 6-month or more advertising contract prior to the upcoming Self-Reliance Expo in mid-September, and your business will be exposed to thousands of people at this expo. Your expo advertising special contract will not only give you great exposure on KHNC 1360 AM covering Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, but you'll also get our internet audience and personal promotion by me of your business at the Self-Reliance Expo. I'll put your business in the hands of thousands of Self-Reliance Expo attendees. Call me, Danny Golden, at 303-257-7576 for more information. That's Danny Golden at 303-257-7576 for your Self-Reliance business special.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Doc, there's time to find out of this business. My ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. If you're out there in the listening audience, in your position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope you've either read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watched the DVD. And if you don't want to buy the DVD, we would love to sell it to you. But if you don't want to buy it, you can go on my website, RadioLiberty.com, and see the DVD. We have it posted there. And we have a number of our other DVDs posted. And, of course, they sit there all free. You just watch them. We don't charge you to watch the DVDs, to read the newsletters, to listen to our programs. And you can hear them on the Internet, either archived, live. You can hear them on your iPod or MP3. And also, you can listen to your regular radio, pardon me, your regular telephone, if you have a minute. That's at least the afternoon programs on Genesis. It's amazing what we can do with electronics, but your job is to get people to listen. My job is to try to get people to believe and to understand and to break the control that exists over their minds. People start listening to us. They're sure we're crazy. Before long, they're afraid we're not, because it is so logical what's going on. And the fact that everything that the government is doing is aimed at undermining the economy of our nation, the new Obama program. I mean, where's the money coming from? You get wealth by freeing up the economy and people making products, not by having the government spend more money just to make jobs. And that's what Obama is suggesting. But remember, Obama is totally controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you doubt that, you need to get something my talks on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret, and the syllabuses that go with that. You need to get the DVD on the Trilateral Commission, put out by a good friend, Pat Wood, did an excellent job on that DVD on the Trilateral Commission. Certainly, you need to get a background of the Iraq, the untold story. It's an excellent syllabus, and of course, it's an excellent talk. You get the DVD and the syllabus, and you get the background of how all of these wars, whether it would be the Boer War or the Spanish-American War or the Philippine-American War, which most people have never heard of, World War One. Why do we go into World War One? Do you know that during World War II, American corporations were over in Germany building the weapons that were used to kill our boys? If you doubt that, and they were headed by Americans during the Second World War, and those traitors got off scot-free, just exactly like the people who kill those people on September 11th. So far, I've gotten off scot-free, but there's no statute of limitation on murder. Remember that, Dick Cheney. No statute of limitation on murder. So, basically, of course, you need to get my talk on Iraq, the untold story, and understand that it has all been contrived. They wanted to get us into a war. That's why they hadn't have an incident. And believe me, they're going to have more incidents. But if there's really a threat from terrorism with wide open borders, why haven't we had more overt terrorist attacks here in the United States? How could this young man have gone over to Pakistan to learn build a car bomb? They teach him how to build not a car bomb, but a smoke bomb. He parks it in Times Square, and it's smoke. Ladies and gentlemen, all his ponies are $3 bills.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We